Roman numeral 2. A. In this chapter, Christ is another strong angel, like the one in 7:2, 8:3, and 18:1. B. John saw another angel coming down out of heaven. 1. Christ is now coming down out of heaven. 2. This vision is a hint that Christ is still on his way to the earth. C. Christ is clothed with the cloud. 1. He is not yet on the cloud, as in 14:14, in Matthew 24:30, 26:64. 2. To be on the cloud is to come openly, whereas to be clothed with the cloud is to come secretly. 3. Christ will be coming secretly, not openly, until he is seen by all the tribes of the earth, as mentioned in Revelation 1:7 and in Matthew 24:30. 4. Even at the time of Revelation 10, Christ's coming is still a secret. 5. He will be wrapped in the cloud until chapter 14, when he will sit on the cloud and his coming will be public. 6. By this we can see that the general teaching that Christ will come before the great tribulation is inaccurate. D. The rainbow was upon his head. 1. Here the rainbow indicates that Christ in his judgment upon the earth and in his coming to take possession of it will keep the covenant that God made with Noah concerning the earth. 2. He indicates also that Christ is the one that will execute judgment according to the God who sits on the throne with the rainbow around it. 3. The book of Revelation reveals that God will judge the earth and all the inhabitants. 4. The rainbow around his throne signifies that God is the covenanting God, the faithful God who will keep his covenant while executing his judgment upon the earth. 5. He will not judge mankind again with the flood, nor destroy all mankind, but will keep a part of mankind to be the nations of the new earth for his glory. E. His face was like the sun, and his feet like a pillars of fire. 1. Near the time of his coming to the people on the earth openly, Christ will be like the sun, not like the morning star, which appears before the darkest time, prior to dawn, for those who love him and wait for him. 2. Fire in verse 1 signifies the holiness of God, according to which Christ will execute his judgment upon the earth. F. He placed his right foot on sea and left on land. 1. Christ placing his feet on sea and on the land is his treading on them, and to tread on them is to take possession of them. 2. This indicates that Christ is coming down to take possession of the earth. 3. Only he is worthy to open the scroll of God's economy, and only he is qualified to possess the earth. 2. He cried out with a loud voice, just as a lion roars. 1. A lion's roaring is linked to a king's worth. 2. This indicates that Christ as the king of the earth is provoked to worth.
Roman numeral number 2. In Revelation 10:1-7, we have a clear vision of Christ coming to take possession of the earth. Revelation 10:1, and I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little open scroll, and he placed his right foot on the sea and the left on the land. And he cried out with a loud voice, just as a lion roars. And when he cried out, the seven thunders uttered their own voices. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, and I heard a voice out of heaven saying, seal the things which the seven thunders spoke, and do not write them. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there shall be delay no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, as he has announced the good news to his own slaves, the prophets. Revelation 4:3. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone, and a sardius in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald in appearance.